Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike is the chairman of the National Advisory Board of American Enterprise Institute's Global Internet Strategy Project. He is the internationally recognized technology CEO. He's on many boards. He was the CEO of Network Solutions way back in the day, earlier in the 90s when we first started naming and numbering the internet, your address, basically, for your website. His book is called Names, Numbers, and the Network Solutions. As I say before, he's one of the legendary pioneers of the tech industry. He's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you and your listeners, as always, this morning.
It's good to have you back. Mike, one of the things that I said to my audience in 98 was that they were going to have to get better at three things in the 21st century. They're going to have to get better at networking. They're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances, because we didn't always have the capital we needed to take on projects. We had to bring in partners sometimes. And we were going to have to get better at technology. Now, today, when you say that, that sounds weird. But in 98, it wasn't that weird of a thing to say. People needed to know that, because in those days, most people didn't even have websites. But here we are now, as you point out, 25 years into this digital revolution, and if you're not at least doing everything you possibly can to digitize your business while still trying to keep some kind of high touch that every human wants, you're going to be left behind. You're going to become irrelevant. What do you think?
Couldn't agree with you more, Jim. You know, we're living in the age of the digitization of the globe, which means exactly what you're talking about. I remember back in the dot-com boom, I was directly in the middle of that when we took Network Solutions public. We sold everybody on Earth a domain name, you know, Facebook.com, Amazon.com, Jim Blasingame, .com, everybody. So what we saw in those days was we thought that things were going to start to move from the physical world to the digital online world, the internet. So we started to tell people on this wave, this is a wave that could go on for 20 to 50 years. We didn't know how that was going to turn out, but we had an inkling of it. I used to go on road shows, Jim, in those days with a little known guy named Jeff Bezos, who was pushing, selling books online. Most of us thought, well, that's an interesting idea, but will people really buy their books online? Jim, that's a true story. Mm-hmm. And look at where we are today. So everything you said is right. If you don't get your head around getting online in every way possible with your business and your life, we don't want to go completely online because it's got good and bad sides.
Gotta have the high
tech.
But
you better be doing this, folks. You better be doing this, folks, because we're 25 years into this. It's not like this happened 5 years ago.
Well,
and it's moving fast.
And the thing that I've been trying to help small business owners get their head around, the fact that Amazon has got so much power and the other big companies have got so much money and so much power, so much ability to digitize the experience beyond anybody's wildest dreams. I've been reminding them, though, that something I believe. I believe customers understand that a small business, if they want high touch from a small business, they're not going to get the exact Amazon experience. What I've been telling them is you don't have to win the race against Amazon, but you have to be in the race. You have to demonstrate to your prospects and customers that you are trying to become digitized. You are trying to become a more technological company that where they can get both reasonable technology and high touch. And I think that's what they need to not be intimidated by Amazon. What do you think?
Agree with you 100%, Jim. You know, all of our experience is, I think most everybody I deal with, everybody gets an Amazon package at their house once a week, if not twice a day now. They're a major force in this economy. Probably, if you didn't believe that before, they are one of the huge, immense winners in this. Mm-hmm. On the other hand,
in fact, hold on to that thought. Mike, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let you pick right back up where you were, because we're going to talk about the winners and the losers of 2020. Not only the winners and losers of the digital race that we're in, but what is the 2020 experience done? What is that reality cost? After the break, 22, right back with Mike Daniels.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.